The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, everyone. This is MonaLisa32, and I'm going to be reading the next update, updates 42 and 43, for written by a user select gift from the quarantined subreddit r/incest. And the title is B/S, My Sister's Visiting for the Summer and We Talked to My Roommate. So before I begin today, I wanted to preface that there was a post on another, my other incest read, the first one, on the update that I posted on GWA. And this person commented that, you know, if I'm treating it like it's real, that there's something wrong with that. And I just want to say, like, the posts that are in our incest are, it's quarantined. So that's why now I'm posting on my site. The reason why I posted on GWA for that one was because it was a continuation of that same story. So I know a lot of people are triggered by incest. So if you are, just please turn it off. Don't listen. Don't read it. I treat it as real because that's the, you know, the writer, select gift, and any writer on our incest, you don't question what they're writing. It's like a slutty confession. You don't say to them the slutty confession, that's not real. Or even Gone Wild stories, like, you don't say, like, that's not real. Sometimes they'll say it's fiction. But, you know, a lot of times they don't. And you don't know if they're writing from real experience or they're writing, like, something that's not real, like fiction. They don't tell you. And you shouldn't, like, kink shame, I don't think. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. Sorry to put that in before I read this post. I'll get started. And I feel bad because I feel like I haven't done one of these posts in a while. Maybe I posted on Monday. I don't know. But anyway, I'll try to read more because I know you guys like it. All right. So back to the title. I'll say it again. B/S, my sister's visiting for the summer and we talk to my roommate. Friends, loved ones, I hope you're all doing great. I come with a bag full of different shit. Some horny, some interesting, and some logistics. Monday morning, the day I made my last post, my roommate had indicated that she needed to be at work early. She left the house at 6:45 a.m. I was up really early, so by the time my roommate left, I was ready to start my day. My sister didn't need to leave for work until 9:30. As soon as the house was left to ourselves, I locked the door with the deadbolt and headed upstairs to my sister. Good morning. We have the house to ourselves until you leave for work, was my wake-up call for her. She responded with a tired moan and smile. Given that my sister was just waking up, I wanted to do something with a relaxing tone. Whispering, I asked, how about I give you a massage? She jumped up and said, yes, please. Just recently, I bought a bottle of baby oil for reasons, so I went to get it. Wearing only her bottoms, my sister had gotten up and set a towel to protect the bed from the oil and laid on her belly. As soon as I walked in, I got on top of her, kissing her cheek, and then her neck and her shoulders, taking a big bite when I got there. A loud moan came out as she wiggled her bum against my now naked body. With only my index fingers, I removed her underwear, leaving her full, soft bum exposed. A not-so-shy amount of oil was poured over her back and ass, being spread all over. I started to massage normally, doing ovals with my thumbs at the very bottom of her back, and then moving up, applying pressure, until her shoulders. Moaning and squirming, reacting to my movements, I wanted her to be aroused and stay as relaxed as possible. So my left hand continued massaging her back, and my right one went down to her pussy and played with her clit. Her body was responding by perking up her ass and opening her legs a little, giving me better access to her pussy. "Oh, babe, fuck," came out of her almost as if she had said it with her last breath. My thumb circled her clit and went over it and applied pressure for 3 or 4 seconds, and then went back to circling and going inside her sporadically. Muttering, she said, "Can I?" And as I put my thumb back inside her and played with her clit with my index finger, she stopped. "Can you go inside me for a little bit?" she finally asked. Without stopping to massage her back, I put my dick inside, slowly. My right hand joined the massage. I don't want to brag, but I put my dick in her without using my hands. So, you know, Papa's got some moves. Very slowly, my dick went in and out of her pussy. I then lowered myself and bit her shoulder again. "I was looking at your little asshole there. I think I want to play with it this morning," I whispered in her ear. Letting my lips tickle it, she responded, "Yes, baby. It's going to be so tender this early. It's going to feel so good." "Good. I like it when I hurt you good," came out of my mouth, as if it was my dick sending her a message. I propped myself up and supported myself by holding her wrists back, extending her arms out. Because of the position we were in, the tip of my dick was almost scraping against the inside of her pussy. I felt almost coming because of it, but forced myself to wait. Pulling my dick out, I got off the bed. With both hands, I reached out to her and propped her up in doggy position before pouring a little bit of oil on the very top of her ass crack. I was going for it, but then it just called me. Her little delicate asshole was just begging me to taste it. I went down and went around the rim with my tongue and letting the very tip of it go inside. Her hand rushed to her pussy and rubbed her clit passionately. LOL. It sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I could literally hear her pussy gushing. Why not also treat her pussy, I thought. And I decided to finger it with 2 fingers. She shoved her face against the mattress, letting it muffle her loud moans. When I had had my fill of her bum, I got up behind her and put my dick inside. Her hand doesn't stop playing with her clit. "Finger my asshole, baby. Be gentle with it. It's so sensitive, but please, baby. I want you inside it," she begged. Without stopping my thrusting, I flipped my hand and began to rub around the rim of her asshole with my index finger. It was a bit of a weird position, as the rest of my body was kind of in the way. But I did manage to slowly and gently get the tip of my finger in. Then a little more. Then a little more. She would tell me to stop and then keep going between her gasps. She sounded like she was running out of breath. But by the time I was done, most of my finger was inside. Very slowly, I kept fucking her pussy and went in and out of it. She'd bite the pillow and grunt, "Fuck," from behind her teeth. I had to record that. Some demon-ass sounding mumbling came out of her. Not English or Spanish. I could feel my dick from inside of her asshole. The position I was in made it difficult to pump all the way in or to hold my hand comfortably, but the amount of arousal and stimulation it provided made it almost not matter. I figured, though, it would be even hotter if I was in a more comfortable position, Almost as if she heard me thinking this, she said, "Oh my God, I could come like this." Who am I to stop the respectable, incestuous young woman from coming? "Come for me, baby," was the only acknowledgement I gave before I kept going, scraping the inside of her pussy with my dick and feeling it from her asshole. She came seconds later. Like I said, I was planning on moving to a better position to make myself come, but her pussy contracted around my dick, her asshole doing its best effort to cut my finger off, and her hand rubbing my balls as she circled her clit. It was too much. I came inside her as her orgasm dragged me down with it. Because of the position we were in, cum would ooze out of her pussy as I kept thrusting until I thrust no more. Carefully, my finger made its way out, and immediately after, so did I. We laid there next to each other for about 40 minutes, just talking and giggling, until she needed to get up and ready for work. Before she left, my sister and I discussed any potential comments that my roommate could make in the aftermath of the party. We came up with ways to address it. LOL. In hindsight, I'm not sure how effective it would be, but at the time, it felt like a solid plan. We decided we'd be a little awkward with each other in front of my roommate, not really talking to each other, not hanging out, and that if asked, we would just say things that we were indeed a little uncomfortable between us. But that's what we had talked about. We would just wait it out. To our surprise, she didn't say anything to us. No comments, no questions. She just continued acting like normal until Tuesday night. When at dinner, she said something along the lines of, "I talked to my friend from the party. They said they loved having you guys over, that you are both fun to have around, especially you," she said to my sister. We chuckled, but instinctively acted like it was an uncomfortable comment. With a little hesitation, I said, "Yeah, I'm not sure we'll be coming back soon. We need a little breather." My sister made a little laugh, as she chewed. My roommate almost jumped up when I said that. "Oh my God, did you guys feel uncomfortable at the party? I felt like I should have just touched base with you guys during the party. I was afraid that the whole thing, I just didn't want you guys to feel pressured by me to do anything," she said half sentence for a minute. It seemed she hadn't said anything because she was afraid my sister had gotten naked and masturbated a little bit as a consequence of pressure, and that we left the party when we went out for a smoke because it was all a bit too much and she insisted we came back. We were quick to reassure her that that wasn't it. It was more that, in the heat of the moment, neither of us thought much about it. And yesterday, we had just had a hold-up moment. My sister said, with a tone of candid honesty, "But it was absolutely not you who made me do this, what I did. I did it because I wanted to. It was just a little awkward after. So that's why we said we'd take a little break," she finished. The conversation didn't go on for super long. It finally concluded with us agreeing that whatever awkwardness may have come between us is just residual, and that we managed to move on, asking a couple of smaller questions. My roommate left the conversation seemingly satisfied that the issue was settled. That was about it for the night. We slept in separate beds. Yesterday was a pretty normal day. We worked as usual, but instead of being home at the end of the night, we went to babysit my cousin's kids. It was just like a normal thing I would do by myself if my cousin and his wife had to be gone for one night. Except this time, I was able to have my sister with me. Kids went to the bed early, and my sister and I stayed out on the patio, heated, just drinking some wine. And while we waited for my cousin to come back home, it was such a nice evening. It gave us a little taste of what the forbidden family life we will never have. I mean, I'm sure we will get the, quote, "get your sister pregnant" crowd here. But the truth is that really a life like that isn't really an option for us. Also, we will never be able to afford a house this nice. Thanks, Obama. I'm sure it was nice to play and pretend for a night though, to be husband and wife. While we sat and cuddled, we talked about it, how comfortable we were, how happy we would be if we could just be together, alone, in our own place. I guess It's not difficult to make this conclusion after being apart for 2 full months and not being really able to be alone once we got back together. The topic slowly evolved into how much we wanted not only to have sex out in the open in our own home, but also how much we would have liked to go to a sex party where we could fuck, where we can just come as a couple. Weirdly, such a wholesome night led us into making a decision to be perverts and just pull the band-aid off and go to the sex club that's near my city. I had a little paragraph there about when we were planning to do this, to go to the sex club, but I'm actually thinking it probably better if I don't describe where I am and when, lol. Just, you know, we'll go as a sex club soon. The main point of what I was trying to say was that we bought tickets for this place already. We're really looking forward to it. We'll be careful and whatnot. Also, a little note. A few people have reached out, just suggesting I kick my roommate out. Sadly, in my city, it's impossible to find an affordable living. I've had my apartment for several years now, and my rent is even cheaper than renting out a single bedroom. It's insane. Plus, like I said in one of the comments, even when we decided not to do anything, any move would take a few months to take place. It wouldn't be an immediate change, but by the time I move out or my roommate moves out, my sister would only have 1 or 2 months left to be here. So for the time being, we'll continue to share my apartment. Once we know for sure my sister could stay here permanently, when we can make a decision with lasting effects. Man, I feel like we've been pretty soft ending here. I don't really know what to do to pick up the pace. I feel like it's awkward when we both felt it, neither you nor I saying anything about it. And now I pointed it out, which makes it more awkward. So that's about it. I'll let you know how the club goes. Okay, get out of here. Man, when I read that title, I was like, oh my gosh, they totally told the roommate. But they didn't. that scene of the position scraping, I feel like it's doggy prone, I don't know, doggy with his finger in her ass. I don't know. But it sounded hot regardless. So there's that. Of course, I had to comment on the dirty parts. Okay, this is post number 42, and it's titled B/S. My sister's visiting for the summer, and we went to a sex club together. All right, I'm just gonna get right underway. All right, so we went to a sex club. That was fun. We went on Thursday night. My sister came home from work, we got ready, and we were having dinner in the city by 7 p.m. We were supposed to go to the club after dinner, but it's like we both chickened out, so we went for a little walk, just to hype ourselves up. We passed a little nice-looking bar, and I asked, "Do you want to go in and have a drink before we go?" My sister looked at the bar for a second, thinking, then aggressively said, "What are we doing? Are we afraid? Let's go. They have a bar there, right?" Her angry courage gave me the last bit of motivation I needed to just go for it. "You're right, let's go," was the last thing I said before we headed out. After parking, while we walked over, I didn't know what I did with our tickets and whatnot. A shiver took over my body. I was so cold. This literally has not happened in almost a decade. I remember when I was a teenager and would wait until midnight for cable TV channels to start broadcasting softcore porn. Oh my God, I remember doing that too. The only porn I'd be able to watch it in my room at the time. I'd start feeling cold and shivering, as if my body was physically reacting to this, quote, forbidden deed. Uncontrollably, I shivered for about 30 seconds and felt this compulsive need to stretch over and over. The same physical reaction to a horny late-night activity, but pretty much by chance. As I'm looking around, I was able to see the same faces of the quasi-fear in my sister. This just calmed me right down. Instinctively, I held her hand and gave it a squeeze. She looked at me without saying anything, smiling. I said, "I love you so much." Without saying anything, she gave me a kiss and went back to looking forward, now looking less uneasy. Holding my hand still, we made our way in. The bar in the main floor had a couple of people that were deep in conversation. Everyone seemed to know each other. It was about 9 p.m. at this point. It wasn't extremely busy, about 30% capacity, I'd say. We ordered drinks and just talked for a while. After a second drink, we were much more relaxed and even started to joke around and laugh a little bit louder. Sometime in between our first and second drinks, a girl, visibly younger than us, was sitting at the bar by herself. Our conversation must have gotten loud enough that she at some point laughed at a joke we made. My sister, being the social butterfly between the two of us, made a comment to the girl, which eventually led to her joining us. There really isn't much to say about it. The conversation was really only your standard getting to know someone conversation. What she does for a living, if she's in a relationship, if they'd been to a club before. By answering, she confirmed she's a regular human being. 20 years old, a PSW, I don't know what that is. Relationship status is complicated and she has been there many times. She asked the same from us and we introduced ourselves as a couple. Other than that, we didn't give much detail about our lives except admitting that it was our first time. Well, if there's anyone you want to meet, let me know. A lot of these people are regulars and we all at least know each other's names. She said in a really, really friendly, polite tone. We talked for a little longer. She then suggested we walk around to see the place and have fun before leaving the conversation and joining some other group. It was almost funny how unsexual that conversation went. We certainly appreciated it, though. The pressure we felt at the beginning was very much diluted by the interaction. My sister and I helped ourselves to a little tour. Now holding our third drink, other than incest, our sex life was pretty vanilla. But if you're a kinky person, just a cheeky individual, this place would be such a fun playground. There was a cool, sexy heated pool, a sexy hot tub, a sexy smaller bar, a sexy DJ, and even a fucking dungeon. LOL. Maybe it isn't that big of a deal, but for a couple of losers like us, this was so much. As we're walking around, we came across this flight of stairs, and next to it, there's a sign that says you can only go upstairs with a partner or if you're a single woman. I giggle in almost unhorny way, like a fucking loser, and my sister reacts by rolling her eyes. "Be cool, dude," she said, shaking her head and saying embarrassing under her breath, all in a joking tone. Without any further exchange, she grabs my hand and starts going up. At the end of the stairs, there was this room, or rooms. It was a room of rooms, LOL. They were all open, and there were three other couples having sex. Two in one room, just male-female plus male-female, and the other couple in the other room. We just watched for a bit. The other people saw us and would smile when they did, but quickly went back to mind their business. Every time someone sees us, I open my hand and do a little wave the same way our dad does when he's mowing the lawn on Saturday morning and he sees our neighbor across the street. Loser me is fighting the impulse of saying out loud, "Hi, how are you?" with my little greeting, like an idiot. Thankfully, I managed to win that fight. As we're watching, we start getting really turned on, and we even, without saying anything, start making out, just standing there by the doorway of the room with the two couples. My back is against the door frame, and I have my hands around my sister, letting the weight of them guide me to her ass. As I kiss her, my one leg makes its way ever so slightly in between hers, just enough that she can start grinding. We stopped when I eventually felt her wetness on the fabric of my pants. "Should we go check out the other rooms?" I said, getting a smile from her in return. We did the same as with the first room, saying hello, watch for a bit and start making out, This time my sister was against the wall and would check the couple out while I kissed her neck. The couple was on this big sofa bed, and when they saw us getting heated, they said, "Here, guys, join us," and moved to give us some space. It did feel like they were saying, "Come fuck us." It was very much implied they were offering to share the space. Nervously, we sat down and kissed, less passionately than before. The fact that there were two humans fucking on missionary next to us definitely made our makeout session clunkier. But we really were just trying to go with the flow. It didn't take long before we were there. Our heavy breathing began to match the other couple's, and this would lead us to making us feel just as horny. Without saying anything, my sister made her way down to undo my pants, pulling my dick out. While I took my pants off fully, she teased it, using her finger, using her tongue. When I was ready, she dove right in. With her tongue, she circled around the tip of my dick, shoving it into her mouth to keep it wet. Not being really sure where to put my hands, wanting to avoid potentially touching the other people, I just decided to place one gently over my sister's head and the other one slightly touching the arm she used to hold herself up. And to try to keep myself relaxed, I closed my eyes. The feeling of my dick touching the side of my sister's mouth never gets old. So warm and so wet. It didn't happen for very long before I was totally ready to fuck. First, I took my sister's clothes off, sat her down for her to play with herself, then took mine off. Like the polite boy that I am, I neatly folded and piled up our clothes next to us. Then I got to my knees and ate my sister's pussy. She was absolutely soaked, teasing her the way I know drives her crazy, kissing the sides of her pussy, then letting my tongue up and down the sides of her labia, only hovering over her clit and letting my breath taunt it. With her eyes closed, she would squirm and put her hand on the back of my head, trying to force my face against her pussy, but I wouldn't give in. Until I did, I flattened my tongue and pressed down with it, moving up until I was on top of her clit. I circled a few times, and when she slightly dug her nails into my head, I sucked hard on it and barely touched it with the tip of my tongue, basically playing with it, touching it, but not really. This made her pussy just explode in juices. When I felt her throb in my mouth, I knew she was ready. I just stood up, got on top of her, and shoved my dick inside her without hesitation. Here we were, fucking in front of people, being a couple in public. I'm not sure what turned me on more, how wet she was, or not hiding our relationship. In terms of doing stuff with other people around, I gotta be honest, it came with a very unexpected level of arousal. Not so much it's a new thing I'm into, but certainly something I won't shy away from in the future. At the same time, I couldn't help looking at the couple next to us a couple of times. My sister did the same. My dick was ferociously hard, and the angle at which it went in, due to the couch space, managed to get me to the very bottom of her pussy. "Be gentle, please, baby. My pussy is so tender for you," she said in a sad-sounding voice. I'm not really sure why this made me feel like suddenly it was just us in there, like the cliche moment in the movie when all the lights are turned off and there's a spotlight over us. It just felt like I wanted to be caring and loving with her. Most of the time our sex is very passionate and fun, but this time, even with people around, we felt so in love, so overwhelmed by love. My hand rested on the side of her face, and our noses touched, and we looked at each other's eyes. The tightness of her pussy made each thrust so intense. My dick twitched every time it made its way in. We were basically stuck in repeat with me saying, "I love you so much, baby. I love you so much." And her going, "Oh, I'm all yours, baby. This pussy is yours. I'm all yours." We seemed incapable of coming up with anything new to say. I felt myself getting close, and two or three pumps after, I was at the very edge of coming. But then she said, "You're going to make me come." Trying to keep myself from coming, I focused on going in as deep and hard as I could, but slowed down. This did the trick for her. Seconds after, my dick was being squeezed gently by her pussy contracting as she came. This made it impossible to hold myself, and while she came, I unloaded inside of her. God, we felt so in love. We kissed as I continued thrusting until there was nothing more in me. Her moans would slow down and get extended until they stopped, with me resting and my dick just absolutely covered in my own cum. Her pussy would sporadically have these aggressive contractions while she recovered. That was about it. Before we got up to clean ourselves and change, the girl we previously met came over to tell us that she saw us for a bit and that it was super hot. If you guys ever want to just hang out or hang out with some other people from here, just let me know. Then asked for our contact info. We exchanged information but avoided giving each other social media, just to be as secretive as possible. We had one more non-alcoholic drink and headed out. And that was the end of our night. Fuck, this was so much fun. I don't know what I liked more, exploring the new horny activity, embracing this less vanilla version of myself, or being with my sister, out in the world, like a real life couple. It's funny how proud I am to have her with me. Like, not as an achievement proud, but just, I feel like walking around with this girl, this beautiful, this funny, this charming. She's just so out of my league. All right, I'm rambling. We'll leave it here. Till next time, folks. Wow, that was definitely intense. I really like that. I personally have been to in San Francisco before before Kink Studios closed down. I went to visit when I was younger with a little group that I put together. That was interesting because I know they had sex parties there, but I've never been to a sex party, so that was crazy. I don't know if I could, have sex in front of other people. It's just crazy. I don't know. It's like scary. But I really enjoyed that story or that their experience, and I can live vicariously with that. But yeah, that was really intense. I don't know. Like, I feel like they're really close. I don't know. I was just thinking, like, it'd be really nice to have that with somebody. All right. So I'm going to leave it there. And I think I'll post it. It's a little over 30 minutes, but it's two posts. So have a nice weekend.